Military contractor requirements seem simple enough. Get the right material to the right location on time. Well, some contractors are better at it than others. If it's true, you get what you measure. The military branches have the Contractor Performance Assessment Reporting System, or CPARS. They use it to create an incentive program to spur on suppliers. For how the system works in the Air Force, we turn to Bobby Smart. He is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Acquisition Integration. Mr. Smart, great to have you on.
Tom, good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning to talk about our Air Force program.
Okay, so you use a program that is across DOD, the CPARS, but it results in something called the Superior Supplier Incentive Program. So describe how this all works.
Yes, well, you're exactly right. We use CPARS, which is a readily available way that we assess our contractor's performance, and we assign weights. We look at the time of a contract, we look at the amount that's involved in a contract, and we apply a numeric score, and we rate each of our prime contractors using this system.
All right, so what does it take? What are some of the metrics that it takes to get into, say, the good rating bucket?
Well, we look at cost, we look at schedule, we look at technical performance, and we look at the overall management on how a company is doing with each of our programs. And using this score, we rank them into three tiers, Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3. And Tier 1 is our highest performers, our superior performers, and we use that type of approach to score and rank the companies against their peers.
And so what are the incentives for them to get into that bucket, or is it just simply knowing they are in that bucket?
Well, that's a great question, and you notice that we do have in superior supplier, we have the word incentive. I would tell you that there are probably a number of incentives. The first is a win-win, both for the Air Force as well as the contractor, and that is the opportunity to increase the dialogue, to have a better dialogue with our companies, to have the opportunity to talk to them, those that are doing well, to reward them in a way that we recognize what they're doing for us, the contribution they're making. But those that are in Tier 3, I've had the opportunity to have a number of vice presidents come in and ask me, what can I do to move up in this system? I want to do better. There's pride in being number one. And I think the great benefit for the Air Force has been that opportunity to provide feedback so that companies know where they're maybe falling short a little bit and what they can do to improve.
Now, different types of suppliers have different challenges. For example, someone delivering and installing engines, that's a very different process than delivering some kind of repeatable supply like fuel or MREs, that kind of thing. And so how do you kind of equalize that across the degrees of difficulty in a particular thing that you're buying from suppliers?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I should have said it at the very beginning. We have today in the Air Force 25 prime companies that actually comprise about 80% of our Air Force funds obligation over a three-year period. And we take these 25 companies and we further break them down into 42 individual business segments. And we derive these segments. We look at the 10-K that each of these companies file with the SEC, and we break out what they do more specifically. And that has enabled us to be more finite in how we score these companies, broken out into these 42 different sectors.
We're speaking with Bobby Smart. He's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Acquisition Integration at the Air Force. So, for example, say a company like Boeing, which I presume is in the top 25 of serving the Air Force, it's really a bunch of companies bundled together. And so you might get great performance from a unit that's doing software integration on this or that system versus, another division that might be supplying parts made out of metal to an air wing.
Tom, you're absolutely right, and that is an interesting point. In fact, a number of the larger companies, the major primes that have come in, they might have one segment that's in Tier 1, They might have one segment that's in Tier 2, and they may even have a segment that's in Tier 3. So even though they are large prime, some of their sub-business sectors may be broken out into the different tiers. And it's been interesting to talk to them about, well, you've got a sector that's doing well, and they're up in Tier 1. Maybe you should look at some best practices and see how the one that you have that's in Tier 3 might take advantage of some of the things that a Tier 1 company sector is doing and move up. So we've had an opportunity to have that kind of exchange, and that's been, I think, beneficial for both the Air Force and the company.
So you get a little bit of intramural warfare going within the companies and some internal competition there.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, these vice presidents within a large company, they're very competitive, and they want to make sure that they have those bragging rights and that they can, within even their own company, they can talk among their peers and say, hey, I'm a Tier 1 in the Air Force. What are you doing? And I have found it interesting in talking to a couple of them that everybody wants to do their best. And I think that, again, is one of the real benefits of this program is there is the opportunity for the dialogue to have this exchange and help companies. We want every company to be successful. We want to get the most that we can in our relationships. So I think it's going to be very beneficial for the Air Force, as well as the Army and the Navy have a program that's identical to ours. So it's all across the Department of Defense.
Now, does it ever happen that, say, a Tier 1 supplier in one part of the Air Force gets a lower rating in another part of the Air Force? And could that ever indicate that maybe there's an issue with the Air Force that could help the contractors do better?
Well, I actually have contractors that come in and they tell me, in the Army, I'm Tier 1 across the board. And with you in the Air Force, I'm in that second tier. Well, as you said earlier, it depends on the work that they're doing, the specialty that's involved in that work. And so there is always that opportunity that even across services and within the Air Force that you might find different sectors in a company that's placed differently.
And do contractors get a chance to comment on the ratings and maybe say, well, there's a good reason for this, and maybe get it changed even?
Absolutely, and that's very important. CPARS is a transparent process. The company has a chance. The program manager provides an assessment of the performance of a company. They then give that assessment to the company, and the company has a chance to comment on that assessment. If they do not believe that that assessment accurately reflects the contribution that they have made during that rating system, they have an opportunity to provide that feedback. And we adjudicate each one of those prior to finalizing the CPAR assessment. So it's very important. It's a two-way dialogue, a two-way exchange, and an opportunity for the company to dialogue with that program manager to make sure that they are getting a fair rating.
All right. Bobby Smart is the Air Force's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Acquisition Integration. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk about an important program within the Air Force.